Christmas. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Fa-la-la-la-la. And it's, look, some people aren't big on Christmas. And for whatever reason, I don't know what it is. Some people have their Christmas trees up already. Some people won't put their Christmas tree up until January the 1st. I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, that's another story. But Christmas means something to everybody. Sometimes it's joy, it's family, it's happiness. But what happens if the family is fractured? What happens if the unity isn't there? What happens if you set your sights on that benchmark for Christmas and you just fall short, or perhaps fall a long way short? There's a couple of questions that I think we should ponder, and let's ponder them with Catherine Leach, who is a divorce and separation lawyer with Leach Legal. And I have to say, Catherine, welcome to 882 6PR.
Thanks, Todd.
It's nice to have you with us. Christmas is a time of family, but I also think it's also a time of, well, look, it can be frustrating when families aren't unified as such. Would you agree?
Look, I think it can be, but I also think that we have this vision. I think it's the pinnacle of social media, isn't it? We have the perfect Christmas where everybody's happy and our family's perfect, and it's this beautiful, joyous occasion. And I really think the reality is mostly quite different to that.
Because when you think about Christmas, we do think about our loved ones. We think about the kids. We think about parents, the families that aren't with us. The ones that we miss the most are the ones that have passed in the last year that we don't get the chance to love and kiss and care for. But also, when relationships break down, that puts such an interesting energy into that family unit, because sometimes family members go with mum, sometimes they go with dad. It's a very testing time, Christmas. Is there any advice you would give to families as a lawyer? What advice would you give to some people that are going through that little element of division?
I think put yourself in the shoes of your kids, because, you know, they actually don't care whether mum gets 1.5 hours or 2.5 hours or if dad's picking up or dropping off. Those things are not going to concern them. What they're going to be concerned about is when mum's coming to pick them up, is there going to be a big fight at the front door because somebody's unhappy with something, and do they have to stand there and listen to everybody screaming about things? You know, do they get to take their new toys with them when they go to the other parent's house, or has that parent said, nope, they're your toys for here and they're not to go to the other parent's house? You know, just think about from the point of view of the kid and how they want to enjoy it.
I think it's also important to think, because, you know, we have grandparents listening. So the grandparents also would have an energy to the relationship that perhaps has just broken up and has gone through the divorce proceedings. How often would the individuals, I mean, I believe that communication is so important across all angles of society, but in this finite situation, is it just about, you know, getting through Christmas, or can we actually make it a peaceful place? Because the grandparents will want to say something, the parents will, and the kids, of course, we need to look after.
I think people need to look at it a little bit more differently, I think, for separated families, and I think in general, because it is one day. It's an arbitrary day that, you know, obviously if you're religious, it's very important. But for many people, it's simply a day. And, you know, do the kids have to see, you know, mum and dad and then grandparents who might also be separated? So two lots on one side, two lots on another side.
Yeah.
Or could you do it the day before, or could you do it the day after? You know, why do we have to force the kids to drive around for hours and hours on end? When
yes.
They could be, you know, they could be having three Christmases. How great is that?
Do we put too much emphasis on that one specific day? Because I know from my family, because of just timetabling situations, someone could be working. I've got families that work. My family works weird hours. So what we do is we spread Christmas over a week, and we do have more than one, as such, family Christmas day. We do put a lot of emphasis on that one particular day, don't we?
Oh, amazing. You know, it's just one of my most favourite Christmas days was when we had Christmas Eve with all the family on Christmas Eve because someone was working on Christmas Day, and we woke up on Christmas Day and just went down the beach and cruised around and had a nice lunch. And it was our favourite. I loved it because we weren't driving around. We weren't having to, you know, you can't create a relationship in one day. So if you haven't seen someone for a year, you're not going to have a close, loving relationship with them all of a sudden. So it's often a bit awkward as well on Christmas Day.
Sure. And there's no advice to give to someone that's feeling awkward other than breathe and do your best to get through this. It is a time when we, as individuals, we assume the perfect picture. It's almost like the white picket fence Christmas. Mm. It's almost like the pulsating lights to Mariah Carey singing, oh, no, let's not go there. I've changed my mind. No. Please, let's change tack. But we are after this perfect picture of Christmas. When things do derail a little bit, if we can minimise the stress, particularly in a stressful environment where perhaps the relationship is fractured, it would just make for a better time. And when we get to the new year, then we'll start to pick things up where they left off. Is that good advice, would you say?
Yeah, and I think we all have to start letting go of this desire to control people and, you know, this manual that we have for how people should behave, because we can't control them. And so you're sitting there watching someone eat and wondering why they can't close their mouth and they're irritating you constantly. You just let go of it. It's not, you know, if it affects you, get up and walk away. But you know what I mean? Like, people are just so intent on having the perfect Christmas and everybody behaving perfectly that they just stress themselves out.
Mm. Do some people look for that person? I mean, if you're having a bad day and someone sitting next to you eating with their mouth open, I mean, number one, it's not attractive. But I've also been told, don't sweat the small stuff, because there's bigger fish to worry about, bigger fish to fry as such.
Well, the interesting thing is it's all how you interpret it. So
yes.
If I'm sitting next to someone who's eating with their mouth open, I might just think, oh, that's interesting. I wonder how they actually kind of digest properly doing that. And you might think, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
And how can they do that? You know what I mean? So your interpretation is what's going to create your reality.
Mm. And also, can I say, Catherine Leach, divorce and separation lawyer, as a lawyer yourself working with Leach Legal, lawyers to me are all about negotiations, all about trying to find common ground, trying to look at the law, interpret the law, but also to find that common ground that will assist all parties to find a quality outcome. And I mean, we do at times, we have trouble opening up to one another. We do have trouble, I guess, you know, we don't have to always be brutally honest. Isn't it nice over the Christmas period to put a little gentle curtain of tranquility that would cover up the severe comments perhaps just for 24, 48 hours? Are there some negotiation tips that you might want to suggest? Because lawyers are very good at negotiating, Catherine.
Well, I think you've raised a really good point, Todd, which is just because you think it doesn't need to come out of your mouth. You can actually keep it internal.
Yes.
You know, it's a big thing. People feel the need to express and to tell people how they feel. You don't. There's no need to do that.
Mm.
Negotiation. You know, if you are separated and going into Christmas, you are not going to have a marriage at some point because you're getting divorced, but you still want to have a family. So you know, maybe not make that comment, or maybe not be rigid about something that doesn't mean that much to you but might mean a lot to the other person. You know, give in where it doesn't really matter and think about whether it does matter in 5 years' time, whether the pickup was at 10 o'clock in the morning or at 9 o'clock in the morning. Will it change your world?
Mm. And Catherine, before I bid you farewell and thank you for your time on 6PR tonight, I'm very grateful. It's one time of the year for me when the gift of giving is all about not thinking of yourself, but thinking of others. And I think that if we can think of others over the Christmas period, and potentially the kids in the family, you know, and try and keep them smiling and try and set their benchmarks a little bit lower than where they want it, but nevertheless reachable, I think over Christmas, if we can think of others as opposed to ourselves, I think there'll be more tranquility in the home.
I think that's excellent advice, Todd. I wholeheartedly endorse that.
Maybe I should take up counselling. I don't know. Well,
very wise.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't go that far. Trust me. My wife will be listening going, why did you say that now? Why don't you say that at home? Catherine, thank you very much for your time tonight on 6PA. It's a very interesting time. Christmas is so joyous and so happy with those sparkling lights and the Christmas trees. But it's also a time of internalising things. And if we can possibly think about others, I think that's a great gift. Catherine Leach, thank you so much for your time on 6PO.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have Catherine with us, divorce and separation lawyer at Leach Legal. And again, folks, Christmas is looming. Good luck with your Christmas shopping. There's one moment of anxiety. And then if you are going through a divorce situation or a fractured situation, be strong. And if you get the chance to think about other people that you have in your family, particularly the kids and even the mums and dads, you know, a little thought can save a moment and those memories will last a long time. You never know what the new year will bring. Stay well. We'll take a break on 6PA. We'll come back after this.